Missouri Net News is presented by Wolfner Library, a free service of books and magazines in audio, braille, and large print at no cost. Call 800-392-2614.
Today and tomorrow in St. Louis, Missouri's largest gathering of people who want to be a part of the medical marijuana industry. Since voters okayed its use in the November election, the state health department reports getting 460 pre-filed application forms for dispensing medical marijuana, paying $3.3 million in fees. The program is just getting started. Jack Cardetti speaks for the Trade Association.
Some people will certainly apply for a dispensary license or a cultivation license or a manufacturing license, while others, such as accountants and HVAC operators and those type of industries, are really, it's going to mean a lot to them because it'll just be more jobs and more economic opportunity.
The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services just wrapped up public forums on the needs of patients and caregivers as they write the state's new rules. The governor says his proposed fast-track program will benefit businesses and the 755,000 Missourians with some college experience but no degree. Governor Parson traveled to Southeast Missouri's Farmington on Friday, saying fast-track will have an impact on the state's future.
And I look for this when it comes up the Senate. I think it'll be a huge majority of senators that vote for this, and hopefully they vote for the clean version of that, and I sign it.
The House has approved the bill, and Farmington State Senator Gary Romine is sponsoring the Senate version. Parson says businesses cannot find the workers they need to help their businesses grow and expand. The House is expected to debate legislation this afternoon that would give Missouri's private colleges and universities the option of employing police officers on campus. College of the Ozarks testified for the bill. The college's Kurt McDonald says the Point Lookout campus is 30 minutes away from Taney County Sheriff's deputies in Forsyth.
I don't want to be the person that calls a parent in the loss of a student. And this is a way that we can put another level of protection by being our own first responders.
A state Senate committee is considering legislation that aims to keep kids away from pornographic websites. Alisa Nelson files this report.
State Senator Ed Emery of Southwest Missouri's Lamar is proposing to require that internet companies block children from opening obscene websites. His bill would let parents create a password to access such pages. Emery calls his bill a work in progress. Some internet company representatives have told Emery there's still a lot of work to be done to his bill, and such a law could include a fee for customers. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
And Saturday night's Garth Brooks sold-out show at the America's Center Dome in St. Louis set a record for attendance at the venue. Close to 75,000 fans packed the dome for Brooks's two-hour show, the first of his 2019 stadium tour. The A&E television network was on hand starting work on a future documentary. More news online at MissouriNet.com. This is News on Missouri Net.